Folk singer James Taylor once intoned, "I've seen fire and I've seen rain." He could have been talking about the Agriculture Department. USDA takes on annual wildfire prevention and suppression. And now Secretary Sonny Perdue is enlisting state foresters in the effort to get Congress to change how it funds federal firefighting. This comes as the most expensive wildfire in history is put out. Joining me with more, Jaylith Hall Rivera, Acting Associate Deputy Chief of the U.S. Forest Service. Ms. Hall Rivera, good to have you on.
Thanks. Good to be here, Tom.
If you would maybe review for us what USDA's role and the Forest Service's role is in this whole big firefighting effort that we've seen in the last several weeks.
Oh, sure. The Forest Service is the lead agency for managing fires and fighting fires on the National Forest System lands, about 193 million acres of lands here in the United States. But really, Wildland Fire is a partnership. We work with four agencies in the Department of the Interior, states, counties, localities. We operate on what we call a closest forces concept. And so whoever has firefighting forces and equipment nearest to where a fire breaks out, those are the ones that get dispatched. So we are always working together with our partners from across the government and states and localities.
I guess the fires don't really respect the borders of where federal land ends and state or private land begins. So maybe people are kind of working arm in arm, it sounds like, wherever the fires might be.
Yep, that's exactly right. We've had a longstanding partnership and been together at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise since the mid-1960s, I think. But yeah, exactly as you point out, fires are multi-jurisdictional in nature, and that's how we manage them.
And at some point during October, I guess the cost of firefighting for the federal government exceeded a really big number, and it was the biggest number yet. Tell us more about that one.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, Tom. So close of the fiscal year at the end of September, the Forest Service costs exceeded $2.4 billion for fighting fires this year. That's the most expensive fire season we've ever had. And again, that's just the Forest Service. The Department of the Interior, I believe, spent in the neighborhood of $580 million. And, of course, numerous expenses from states and localities as well. But, yeah, a $2.4 billion season for the Forest Service is a record breaker.
Yeah, that's real money. And what are the big elements of the cost? Is it paying the temporary full-time firefighters, or is it more than that?
Well, as you were saying earlier, Tom, this was a really busy fire season. We had fire beginning last October, and it never stopped and went all the way through the fire season, a record-breaking fire season in terms of its duration, in terms of the severity, in terms of the number of large fires we had on the landscape at any one time. At one point in July, I believe we had 10 fires exceeding 100,000 acres on the landscape. And so that just contributes to the expenses. At the height of fire season, the Forest Service and its partners had 28,000 people deployed on fires. So it's the people, it's the equipment, it's the severity, and just the year-round nature of fires these days.
Sure. And so it's a difficult thing to plan for. And I guess that gets into the budgeting issue. What is the budgeting issue for the Forest Service?
Yeah, you're exactly right. It is a difficult thing to plan for. And we're seeing more and more of this kind of activity in recent years. Fire seasons are getting longer, more severe, and we're seeing larger fires on the landscape. The way that we budget for fires is we use a 10-year rolling average of, so the 10-year average of suppression cost for the Forest Service, for example. That's how we plan our budget, but that's almost never enough money. And so then we have to do what we call fire transfers. We have to take money from our other programs, including those programs that help us, you know, prevent fires or do work on the landscape. We need to transfer that to our firefighting budget. I think we've done that almost every year, but maybe two in the last decade.
We're speaking with Jaylith Hall Rivera, Acting Associate Deputy Chief of the U.S. Forest Service. So reprogramming takes time, and I guess you have to go to Congress every time, correct, to get that money moved?
Well, it's we have transfer authority. It's not a reprogram. Congress does give us that authority, but it's very disruptive, as you can imagine. It disrupts our other work. You know, if it comes at the end of the year, we have to just move funding and focus from activities out on the ground, move that money into our fire budget. And another important part of this is that every year that we have to budget for an increased 10-year average upfront in our budget, That's more money that is coming from the rest of our programs. I mean, you know this, Tom, we're on a limited budget, just like every government agency. And so as we plan for out-year funding, we're redistributing funding from our other programs into fire. In fact, the 10-year average has grown over $400 million in the last 5 years.
And what are some of the programs doing from which money is taken?
Well, you know, it affects all of our primary mission delivery, our vegetation treatment on the ground, our recreation programs that serve our American citizens and allow them to get out and experience their national forests, our research programs. Pretty much most programs in our budget have been affected by, especially by the fact that we have to continue to budget for this up front in the out years.
And Secretary Perdue would like to see simply a larger budget for the firefighting and suppression and not at the cost of these other programs. Is that a good way to characterize it?
I think what the Secretary is really focused on is a fire funding fix. And that fix is two-part, to slow the growth of this 10-year average. And so what he's really talked about is taking a portion of these fires out of the Forest Service budget. We pay for all of this out of our discretionary budget. In fact, we're the only agency that does that. And so, you know, what the Secretary has said is he'd like to see certain fires treated more like how FEMA is funded. So it would get some of those large catastrophic fires out of the Forest Service's budget, stop that growth of the 10-year average, kind of stabilize the budget so we're not having to plan more and more for fire and less for our other programs and out years. And then that would also stop transfers because if we exceeded our appropriation, we would then be able to access this other kind of funding for these more catastrophic fires. And that's what the Secretary was calling on. I know you mentioned the state foresters early on. That's what he was calling on them to help with to get that word out.
So that would shift more cost to them, perhaps?
No. What we're looking at is, like I said, it's similar. It would be similar to FEMA. It would be a cap adjustment that is outside of our budget. It would be as part of a disaster cap, kind of almost like a pre-supplemental in some ways. And as I say, it's quite similar to how FEMA's funded. We're not, we don't want to interfere with FEMA's funding. It's just that that's a good model.
You like the model. It almost sounds like the Forest Service version of the Overseas Contingency Operations Fund for the military.
Perhaps. Yeah, I don't know as much about that, but perhaps.
And I just want to get back to the fires recently in California, because they were in some ways almost overshadowed by the floods in the Gulf region in Puerto Rico. But these were really a strain, weren't they?
Yes, they were. So I just want to say about the California fires, you know, none of those fires were on federal lands. They weren't on National Forest System lands. The state of California, their fire department, which is called Cal Fire, was the lead for those. But we did assist. The Forest Service had at one point over 1,500 personnel on those fires. We are strong partners with Cal Fire. We're there supporting them with air tankers. We had over $9 million worth of resources from our caches there helping them. But they really had the lead for that in a very tragic circumstance there.
So it sounds like each agency has more fires than it can deal with, and you kind of help each other out. It's almost like mutual aid.
Yeah, like we were saying early on in the program, fires don't respect boundaries, and we work together. It's a multi-jurisdictional partnership, and we support one another. And many times, fires will cross jurisdiction. A single fire might be on federal land and state lands. And the circumstances in California were just a bit different in that they were not on federal land at all.
But you've had your own issues this year also to deal with.
Oh, absolutely. We had you know, millions of acres of fire this year on National Forest System lands. And as I said early, starting all the way last October, you might recall the devastating fires we had in the southeast in Tennessee, loss of lives, civilian lives, and whole you know, towns there. And that continued on into the southwest, into even a bit of the Midwest and Kansas and Oklahoma. Then we moved into very early fire season in Montana, probably almost 3 to 4 weeks earlier than we would normally see, and then over into the Pacific Northwest and finally California. So, the entire country has been challenged with fire this year.
Jaylith Hall Rivera is Acting Associate Deputy Chief of the U.S. Forest Service. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Good to be here.
Find a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.